Felix, I heard he feels you were criticizing him to the chief to Mora yesterday.
I was.
And I told him, well, there are two problems. One is on the authorities, on those he's clean, at least on paper. The second is on the reporter, and that has been lousy. I think we ought to keep him half enthusiastic during this operation, and if you could have 15 minutes with him, telling him you've got to get good reporting and instantaneous reporting, but that on the authorities you understand that he recommended them and that he was taking the heat for you on them so that you weren't criticizing the authorities, because that is true. I'm the guy who
criticized the authorities. That's
right. And I, because I'm the guy, if any single person is to blame on the authorities, I did not think we should do a one-day strike before we had provocation, or a series of one-day strikes before we had provocation while we were setting up the
airport. I wasn't criticizing more for that. I asked him whether or not they had asked for it.
That's
right. That's the mark. We don't care about that.
That's right. I explained.
Well, there needs to be shaken up.
Now, on the operations, the weather is still bad. They still flew only 132 sorties yesterday. We just had the wrong Air Force, but it's too late to do anything about that now for this operation. When they do get in, they now claim to have blown up the bridge across the deal, across that river.
Yeah.
And when they were down there, they hit a convoy that was coming across the bridge and had an enormous number of secondary explosions at once, keep setting up the other. So it's probable.
Yeah, well, that's just one incident.
I know. I'm just telling you. They're knocking out tanks. And they're doing a lot of B-52 bombing. They're moving 20 more B-52s out there.
From where?
From the United States.
Well, I thought you said they couldn't be refitted. I mean, I ordered that 3 months ago. And what happened to that?
Okay.
But they found them.
They found they can refit them, and they're coming out now. We are moving more naval ships in.
Now, that hasn't gone far enough, because I think what we have to do, Henry, I've been thinking about this, and I think the
we were going to have a meeting at 10, and but not today.
They will have any ideas. Let's get down to a few of them right now.
Right.
The ideas are very simple. In the first place, the crossing of the DMZ.
That's over the now, before we leave the Afghanistan. I think the minute we hit, he ought to have a press conference over there.
Okay.
And really raise hell.
Well, in the meantime, then do what I told Sigmund to do yesterday. I said, don't tell him a goddamn thing.
That is right.
You read the paper this morning, and you say, we're out of that atmosphere of crisis at the White House, CBS.
I don't know where they got it from. No one talked to them. I saw it.
Okay. And the other one was, that was CBS. And, well, there are little guys around here, Henry, that not ours, but, you know, they probably talk to secretaries, I guess, stenographers. But I guess we can't control that. But you see what I mean. When you look at our whole part, you talked about the fact, and I asked you yesterday, what would we do? There is nothing we could do. I mean, you could, sure, we go ahead and have the Soviet nation. The Soviet would do it because of the Chinese and so forth. But as far as a viable foreign policy is concerned, there isn't going to be any left. Believe me, that's how much is riding on this thing.
I agree.
And also, we forgot the point that we made over and over again on November 3rd in Cambodia and the rest, what this is going to do in terms of the internal feeling in this country. The sense of relief turning away will be there. But all the critics, all the left-wingers, all the liberals would then say, we have won. The military is wrong, and they would turn on those who are responsible. So they're setting us up for it right now. For 50,000 dead for what? Goddammit, this is going to be won. Now, we can win it, and we're going to do it. We're not going to lose nuclear weapons. We don't need to, but we can blockade. And a blockade will shake those fucking Russians right down to the point, and there's not going to be any farting around with the Brennan anymore. He's that slippery son of a bitch. The Polish thing is on.
No, it's on. We got a message from them. He called me last night.
He did.
And it's, and they expressed their special gratitude to you for personal message from Brezhnev. Go ahead, again. I think, Mr. President, we got the Soviet's attention. The major thing, the major obstacle right now are not any foreign countries, it's our goddamn military. They are the obstacle to this. With 500 phantoms sitting there, they don't fly. And that's the problem.
Fleet over there.
attack again. In my judgment, one of the things that worries me is that the South Vietnamese may fiddle away their reserve trying to defend Quang Tri and Dong Pao.
Right.
They ought to... I think
well,
they...
Can I suggest this? Responsibility for protection.
I don't think it's fair, Mr. President. I have the instinct that in a funny way, the people do not like these refugees running south. This is an invasion. And I don't think the American people want the communists to overrun countries.
Put out the communist, use the term communist on this, the communist invasion, use the term communist, don't get away from the other side, I want that order scouting as they're there, never to use the other side, out of anything out here, it's the enemy, further into the invasion by the enemy, it's an invasion, this is no civil war, or something of that sort, can we get some of this out?
But I think, Mr. President, if we can keep this thing from collapsing in the next week in the north, I think the Russians this time have some second thought. We haven't suffered this agony. It's really the two of us,
that's right.
I think, if I may say so,
right.
For the for any other reason. You could have been a great hero 3 years ago by just bugging out.
Everybody said that's life to go.
Always understood it. You've been absolutely right. You are right now. And therefore, there's no question in my mind that what you have determined is the right thing. One thing we might consider is to order. I just want to wait a moment.